Rod Bright Show Bucket List Broadcast, live from the Salt Lake City Tabernacle on KSL News Radio.
For anybody who has visited Temple Square, especially in the modern era, just an integral part of this is the Sister Missionaries. You are greeted, you are steered in the right direction, they can answer questions, and we have two very special Sister Missionaries who are with us today, and I really appreciate, from Virginia, Sister, now you're going to have to help me with the last name here, I don't want to blow it, Sister
Shamlian,
all right. Sister, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Real pleasure. And I understand from Taiwan, we have Sister Hung. Is that right?
Sister Hung.
All right. Thank you so much. We need to get her microphone just a little closer there, Jeremy, if we can. And tell us a little bit about, your mission at this point. At what stage are you in? And when you found out that you were coming to Salt Lake City, what kind of response did you have to that? And first of all, let's go to our Virginian.
So both Sister Huang and I have been out on our missions for about 16 months. And speaking for myself, I didn't know Temple Square was a mission when I opened that letter. I think many people have seen like that video on YouTube where, you know, the mom is crying.
Oh, yeah.
All of that.
Yeah.
And we had the tears, but also a lot of confusion about what exactly we would do all day.
Right.
And I didn't know that the tabernacle existed before I came on my mission.
Really? So
it's been a learning curve the last 16 months. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. And Sister Wong, for you, tell us about coming to this country and how has your family reacted to you and your mission here on Temple Square?
They had never come to the United States before. And so they were really surprised as well. Of course, they are also happy for me.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, have your parents and family been able to come to this country yet?
Not yet.
No. Okay. So this is, we had the fortune in our previous neighborhood to live next to some great people from Taiwan. And boy, talk about a rich culture and talk mm-hmm. about a magnificent place. And to share your gifts and skills with us here in Utah is a real, real thrill for us all. What's the most common question that a sister missionary might get here on Temple Square? And what are some of the duties?
Can I have a map? These are our most common questions.
Can we have a map? Yeah.
But we have a lot of different responsibilities here on Temple Square. One of them is to show people around the tabernacle. There's always sisters here from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. But we're also in all the other historic buildings and visitor centers here. And we also do a lot of online teaching. So if you've ever gone to Mormon.org, there's a lot of different ways to interact with missionaries there. And a lot of them take you here to Temple Square, actually,
right.
And we answer those interactions.
What did you think the first time you saw the tabernacle? And I'll ask that of both of you. The overwhelming beauty of the Salt Lake Temple is just kind of so obvious and so breathtaking. But there is such a uniqueness here in the building that we are in right now. Sister Huang, what about you? When you first saw the tabernacle mm-hmm. and were told a little bit about it, what was your reaction?
Well, I would say it's like living in a dream. Because we usually watch like broadcast, but it's just magnificent and it's just beautiful and breathtaking.
And you didn't even know the tabernacle was here, and you're a Virginian, and you were coming on a mission to Utah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd never been to Utah before my mission. I drove through in the middle of the night on a cross country road trip, and I'd never been to Utah before. So the first time I came to Temple Square was on my mission, and I just remember thinking, like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
This is real life.
This is real life.
Trying to, like, learning all the facts about it was really overwhelming to me.
Yeah.
My first companion can support that statement. She, she would drill me on facts about the tabernacle. And for me, this was the hardest building to learn about on Temple Square because there's such a rich history to it.
Yeah, it is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah,
and the fact that it's a community gathering place, it's some place that when anybody comes to Utah, they can just walk right in. Mm-hmm. And everybody is familiar with it around the world because of the Tabernacle Choir broadcasts. And I can only imagine some of the questions you get asked in here. What is the one indelible? You mentioned you've had the facts drilled into you, and I'll ask this of both of you. But what's the one fact that just kind of blows you away?
11,623 pipes.
Boy, she's got that down.
You know? That took me 3 months. And now it continues to blow my mind every time I share that with somebody.
Yeah. What about for you, Sister Huang?
Mm-hmm. I guess it would be the acoustic demonstration of this building.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you like doing that, by the way?
Yeah, we love it.
It's kind of cool, isn't it? A noted historian who wrote a book along with now Representative Mike Winder here in our state legislature. It was called Presidents and Prophets, and it talks about some of the prominent people at the upper echelons of the United States government who have visited here. And he told me all kinds of cool things, but this really got my attention. Apparently, President Hayes was up here, and General Sherman was down at the end, and it was President Hayes that gave General Sherman the demonstration of the pin.
Wow.
And I had no idea. I'd never heard that before.
Me neither.
But that literally comes from one of the guys that wrote the book. Just a final thought, and as you continue your mission here in Salt Lake City, for those who visit Temple Square, above and beyond, hopefully, the spiritual aspect of it, what are the other things that you hope that they walk away with?
I think I try to share with people just the history and the sacrifice that went into building the things that you see here on Temple Square. I mean, the temple took 40 years. This building took 12 years. And that really came from the faith and the dedication that the early settlers of Utah had. And it's something that's really inspiring to me, to be able to share their stories with people and try and help them to feel that same drive right. for whatever it is that they want to do.
Sister, how about you? When a guest that you have taken around mm-hmm. Temple Square walks off the square, what do you hope they walk away with?
I hope they can feel Sister's love for them. And I know that's totally from our dear Heavenly Father as well. I know the message that we share can benefit people's life, and we hope they'll be able to take that away.
Sisters, I so appreciate you joining us here at KSL, all the way from Taiwan, all the way from Virginia, and I appreciate it. It's such a part of Temple Square now. That wasn't the case when I was a little kid. It was Temple Square was a little different at that time, but for the modern era, and for anybody who has visited Temple Square in memory, recent memory, the sister missionaries are such an integral part of this. Thank you for your service. Thank you for being our guest here on KSL.
Oh, thanks for having us.
And give our best back to Virginia and give our best back to Taiwan, okay?
Will do.
Thank you so much. Let's take a break here at the top of the hour, and we will come back with more. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking with at least one of our friends, a former reporter who covered the choir for years and years and years. Jerry Avant will be joining us. We're going to be joined by the president of the Tabernacle Choir, Ron Jarrett. We'll talk with the assistant to the president, Ron Gunnell. And, of course, we'll be talking with the music director of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, the orchestra on Temple Square, the bells on Temple Square. We'll be talking with Mac Wilberg. And they, along with two very special guests, will talk about who will be headlining, maybe is the word, during the Pioneer Day concerts. That's all coming up here at KSL.